平安的。
Peace to everyone.
请我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter one.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter one.Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
十四节的第一句在介绍主耶稣跟我们有什么不同。
The first statement tells us what's different about Jesus compared with us.
那接下去就再提到主耶稣跟我们有什么关系。
Continues to discuss the difference and the relationship between Jesus and us.
第一节说道成肉身。
First statement is the Word became flesh.
在创世纪的第一章在记载神用尘土来创造人。
In Genesis chapter 1, it describes how God created humanity with dust.
那他是从亚当然后繁衍成世界上每一个人。
And from the creation of Adam, itpopulated to all the people in the world.
所以我们每一个人都是亚当的后代。
And hence, every one of us belongs to the offspring of Adam.
那约翰福音第一章也提到另外一个人。
John chapter 1 mentions another person.
他就是主耶稣。
Who is Lord Jesus Christ.
他是历史上的一个人。
He is a historical figure.
他不是一个故事的人，这个虚构的人物。
He is not a fictional character.
但是约翰福音第一章在提到耶稣的来源就跟我们不一样。
But John chapter 1 tells us that the origin of Jesus is very different from common people.
说他是道成肉身。
Says that he was word who became flesh.
所以第一节就在讲道与神同在，道就是神。
Verse 1 says, In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
这个生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
所以这一个人，就是神成为人来地上。
We see that this human being actually was God incarnate in flesh.
那这个人，他的里面，有生命。
And in this human being, there is life.
这个生命就是有神的生命。
This is the divine life.
也就是说，这个人是充满着光明的。
Which means that this person is full of light.
因为他没有死亡。
For in him there is no death.
那这一个人他从天上下来住在我们当中。
And this person who came from heaven dwelt amongst us.
为什么他要从天上下来？
Why did he have to descend from heaven?
下面就在讲，充充满满有恩典有真理。
Goes on to say that he's filled with the glory of God.
所以耶稣来世界上就是要带给我们人有恩典有真理。
He is full of grace and truth, and he came with this express purpose of bringing grace and truth to humanity.
有时候我们会听人在问说你们教会是灵恩派还是福音派？
Sometimes people question us whether we belong to the Pentecostals or the spiritual movement.
为什么会这样问？
Why do they pose such questions?
因为一般灵恩派注重求圣灵。
Because most of Pentecostal churches pursue after getting Holy Spirit.
然而注重体验。
They emphasize on spiritual experiences.
所以比较不注重圣经。
They don't care so much about the truth in the Bible.
当然他们对这个灵界的体验跟我们还是不太一样。
And of course their spiritual experiences is rather different from ours.
那福音派注重圣经的教导。
For the gospel-centric churches, they care more about the teachings of the gospel.
但是他们没有强调信仰的体验跟圣灵的追求。
But they don't so much emphasize on the experiences in the spirit or pursuit thereof.
那到底我们教会是灵恩派还是福音派？
So exactly which category does our church belong to, the Pentecostals or the Gospel series?
这里说充充满满有恩典。
Here it says full of grace and truth.
恩典就是我们对神的体验。
Grace is equal to our experience in God.
然后又有真理。
And the truth.
真理就是对神的话的了解。
Truth is our understanding and comprehension of God's word.
所以我们教会里面两个都强调，有恩典也有真理。
Thus, in our church, we emphasize both aspects, both grace and truth.
有时候我们常常在问一个问题，到底我信耶稣以后，我的生活有什么不同？
We may question ourselves, after we believe in Jesus Christ, what difference has it brought to our lives?
如果生活没有不同，那信跟不信不是一样吗？
If there's no differences after we believe, then what's the point of believing?
那信耶稣应该会有不同。
Because after we believe in Jesus, there should be some transformation.
而且有很大的不同。
And there should be a great transformation.
而且这个不同是人没有办法造成的。
And this transformation is not caused by human hands.
而且这个不同是永远的。
And this difference is also eternal.
所以这个真理跟恩典实在太重要了。
Grace and truth are so important.
那他前面先讲是恩典，后来就讲真理。
It mentions grace first, followed by truth.
所以可见一个人的信仰，这两个不可以缺少任何一个。
As we can see that in our faith, we cannot miss either one of these components.
如果我们一直强调恩典，
if we keep on emphasizing grace,
没有强调真理，
and we de-emphasize truth,
我们的信仰是盲目的，
then our faith would be blind.
如果我们一直强调真理，
if we only emphasize truth,
没有强调恩典，
and never emphasize grace,
我们的信仰是死的，
then our faith would be dead.
是一堆观念跟知识。
It's just a whole bunch of concepts and philosophies.
但是我们拜的是又真又活的神。
But the God we worship is live, alive and living.
所以他有恩典也有真理。
And therefore, he is full of grace and truth.
那信耶稣的恩典到底带给我们什么不同？
What is the grace of believing in Jesus Christ that brought about differences in our life?
恩典本身又是什么？
And what exactly do we, how do you define grace?
我们看罗马书第四章。
Romans 4.
罗马书第四章。
Romans 4.
第四章的第四节。
Romans 4, verse 4. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt.
第五节。
And 5. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
这里说做工得工价不是恩典。
Here it says that those who work, the wages are not counted as grace.
我们地老板做八个钟头，然后一个钟头要多少钱？他给我们这个不是恩典，因为我们自己劳力去换来的。
When we work for our boss 8 hours a day, and we get paid for such work, it's not considered grace because we work for it.
但是如果没有做工，那会从老板得好处，这就是恩典。
But if we don't work and we got some benefit from our boss, then that would be considered grace.
这样的公司大概不多了。
You don't come across companies like that.
如果有，大概福利非常好。
But if there is, they have very generous benefits.
那下面说，只称罪人为义的，这个就是恩典。
And it goes to say that those who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
因为在神的律法之下。
Because under God's laws and statutes.
不要讲太深，就是十条诫命把它念一遍。
We don't have to go very deep, just to read the Ten Commandments once.
我们是天天犯罪。
We, all of us are sinning every day.
所以人有罪，不只是良心告诉我们。
So when a person is guilt-stricken, it's not just the conscience telling him.
不说是死亡证明我们有罪。
Because even human death proves that we have sin.
神的话也进到我们里面标准一量，我们都有罪。
When the word of God comes into our heart to measure our standards, we are all sinners.
那为什么赦罪是恩典？
Why is it that when our sins are pardoned, it's considered to be a grace?
有时候如果一个人想要寻法律的途径去解决问题。
At times when we try to litigate out of a mess.
我们最好的建议是不要走那一条路。
And our best recommendation is not to go down that path.
因为那是又长又痛苦的一个经验。
Because that is a lengthy and painful experience.
有时候虽然我们是对的。
At times even though we are right.
但在那个过程本身就很重的刑罚。
But that process in itself is a painful punishment.
那何况如果我们是错的。
Not to mention if we were in it wrong.
那不但这个过程走完了，我们还有一个结果。
After this you go through this painful process, there is still a result.
那我们在神面前呢、啊，这个罪。
And as we stand before God, there is a sin.
到底用什么过程来解决呢
？Exactly how do we deal with the sin?
我们真的是太简单了。
It's very simple.
不必花一分钱一毛钱。
We don't have to spend even one penny.
就是我相信耶稣是我的救主。
As long as we believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior,
我相信在神面前我是罪人。
I believe that before Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner.
我相信洗礼是为着赦罪。
I believe that baptism washes away our sins.
然后接受洗礼。
And we accept the baptism.
我们进到水里，头低下来与主同死。
When we are baptized, immersed into water, we bow our head and we are buried together with Christ.
全身入浸与主同埋葬。
We are completely immersed, just like the Lord Jesus was buried completely.
我们起来就是与主同复活。
And when we emerge, we resurrect together with Jesus Christ.
我们的罪就解消了。
Then our sins will be pardoned.
就这么简单。
It's so simple.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is what's defined as grace.
是靠神的怜悯加上我们的信心来达成的。
It is accomplished through the mercy of God plus our faith.
那我们得到这个恩典，接下去连带就很多其他的恩典。
Once we obtain this grace, then what follows would be a string of many other grace.
因为这个恩典一旦得到，我们跟神就恢复了父子的关系。
Because once you obtain this grace, we have reconciled the relationship of father and son with our God.
如果我的父亲非常富有。
If my father is very well off,
但是他跟我一刀两断。
But if he cuts us off,
那他的富有跟我没有关系啊。
Then his wealth has nothing to do with us.
但是如果有一天父亲赦免了我。
But if one day our father pardoned us,
又重新连上关系。
And we reconnect that relationship,
他的富足，他的富有就跟我有关系啊。
Then his wealth and his power would have something to do with us.
我说世界上最富足的是谁？
Who is the most wealthy man in this world?
天上的神。
It is God in heaven.
因为一切都是属于他的。
For everything belongs to him.
从他来的都是美善的，全备的。
Everything that comes from him is good and perfect.
所以当我们跟神建立了这个父子的关系，在洗礼的时候。
Once we reconcile to God as father and son during the baptism.
那他很多的应许恩典就临到。
And many of God's promises and grace will come upon us.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
到十九节。
And 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
这里说主耶稣开始传福音，他就打开以赛亚书来念。
When Lord Jesus began his ministry, he opened up the book of prophet Isaiah.
那他为什么要打开以赛亚书？他不打以西结书，不打耶利米书呢？
Why did he open the book of Isaiah and not Ezekiel or Jeremiah?
因为以赛亚书叫做旧约的福音书。
Because the book of Isaiah is considered to be the gospel book in the Old Testament.
里面有很多预言主耶稣降生的事。
It contained a lot of prophecies concerning the birth and the descension of Jesus Christ.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And there will be a virgin who will be with child.
要取名叫以马内利。
Who will be named Emmanuel.
童女怀孕生子就是主耶稣、啊、
The person who,
主耶稣的降生。
Jesus' birth was conceived through a virgin, and he was born that way.
主耶稣的降生就是以马内利的开始，神跟人同在。
The birth of Christ marks the beginning of Emmanuel, which means God together with man.
因为他要把人的罪赦免。
Because he is here to bring about pardoning of sin to humans.
有一个孩子为我们而生。
There is this child that was born for us.
他的名要叫做奇妙的策士。
His name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
The Almighty God.
永在的父。
The Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
The Prince of Peace.
八百年前这样写，八百年后真的有一个孩子生下来。
800 years ago, this was prophesied, and 800 years later, indeed, a child was born.
就是耶稣来到世间。
who was Jesus Christ who came to this world.
所以主耶稣的降生不是跟你我一样是偶然的。
The birth of Jesus Christ is not an accident, just like you and me.
主耶稣的降生是神的计划。
But rather, the birth of Jesus Christ is through the careful planning of God himself.
那主耶稣来世界传福音给贫穷的人。
Jesus Christ came to the world to preach the gospel to the poor.
特别是心灵的贫穷。
Especially the people who are poor in heart.
所以中文说虚心的人有福了，英文就是心灵贫穷有福了。
The gospel says that blessed are the poor in heart, who are humble in heart.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣要传给那个贫穷的人。
And thus, Lord Jesus preaches the gospel to the target audience who are poor in heart.
要给他恩典。
To give them grace.
那这里讲什么恩典？
What kind of grace is meant, described here?
被掳的得释放。
That those set liberty to the captives.
这个被掳啊，就是一种力量在控制我们。
The people who are captives means that they're being controlled by certain force.
虽然在美国很自由。
Even though in America everything is very free.
但其实有很多人是被掳的，他被恶的力量控制。
But in fact, many people live as captives because they're subject to certain forces.
那这个被掳很多，有的被恨所掳。
Captives come in many forms. Some are captive, captured by hate.
这个恨其实啊，使一个人一直活在负面的阴影里面。
Hatred can make a person continue to live in the shadow of darkness.
但是人没有办法拿掉。
But by human strength, we cannot remove it.
那有的就是被怒气啊所控制。
Some are captured by anger.
知道发怒不能够成就神的义。
Even though we know that anger does not accomplish the glory of God.
但是我们没有自由不生气。
But we do not have the freedom to hold back from being angry.
我们其实被掳了。
That means that we are under captive.
有的是被赌博掳的，有的是被大麻掳的。
Some are captives of drugs or other gambling habits.
其实这个都是很痛苦的。
And all of these are very painful.
那主耶稣来要让他得释放。
When Lord Jesus came, he came to set these people free.
就是那个力量没有办法再控制我们。
So that power of sin no longer reigns over us.
那个叫做真自由。
And that will be considered true freedom.
所以我们在主里面，我们不是讲这种世界的自由。
In the Lord, we do not talk about the secular type of freedom.
世界的自由走到最后，我们发现里面很不自由。
The worldly freedom, when you continue on that path, eventually you find yourself not to be free at all.
因为那有个恶的力量，阴影会控制人。
Because in it, there is the sinful strength controlling you under its shadow.
那接下去，瞎眼得看见。
Goes on to say the recovery of sight to the blind.
圣经告诉我们活在两个世界里面。
Bible tells us that we live in two different worlds.
一个是看得见。
One is visible.
就是物质界。
Which is the physical realm.
那这里面有很多很好的东西。
In this realm, there are many wonderful things.
所以我们常常活得很快乐。
And we may be living a happy life.
我们常常很珍惜我们的生命。
And we really treasure our life.
因为这里面确实有很多好的。
Because indeed, there are many wonderful aspects of our life.
但是这些都是暂时的。
However, all of these things are only temporary.
还有一个世界是眼睛看不见的。
There is another world that cannot be visible.
那叫做灵界。
Which is a spiritual realm.
那灵界跟物质界比较是怎么到底结果是什么？
When we compare this spiritual versus the physical world, what is the result?
圣经说灵界是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
Bible tells us that the spiritual realm is something that we have never seen or could never imagine.
也就是说，你没有办法用已经有的经验去形容。
Which means that you cannot possibly describe what the world looks like with the experiences we've enjoyed.
那个好没有办法形容。
Because that goodness is just far surpasses anything we could possibly imagine.
那圣经又说，
The Bible also says,
这个灵界如果我们看得很清楚，
that if we are able to visualize the spiritual realm,
或真的有体验，
or experience it.
好像保罗进到第三层天。
Just like Paul who went into the third heavens.
他也不晓得是我灵魂去呢，身体一起去，我都不知道。
And he could not distinguish whether his spirit was in heaven or his body was there too.
但是他回来以后，他发现世界是粪土啊。
But when he returned, he discovered that this world was like a dump to him.
如果世界是粪土，那天国多好，就没有办法讲了。
If this world is considered to be a dump, then you can imagine how wonderful heaven is.
那这个眼睛则开，就是只看到世界，没有看到灵界，这个是瞎眼。
Even though our eyes can visualize things, but if we don't see the spiritual realm, then we are as good as blind.
那个好是暂时的。
Because the visual world is only temporary.
所以当我们进到神的恩典里面，
and hence when we once we enter into the world of grace under God,
神开我们的眼睛，
God opens our spiritual eyes,
看到灵界的美好，
so that we can visualize the wonderfulness of the spiritual realm.
那就是神要给我们的。
And that is exactly what God intends for us to have.
不但死的，我们要永远得到。
Not only for us to eternally possess them,
我们还活着的时候就可以体验得到。
But even while we are alive, we are able to taste it.
眼睛一开以后，我们才发现啊，世界的至宝就在这里。
And once our eyes are open in this way, then we realize what is the most precious part of our life.
是眼睛看不到的，但是就在我们眼前。
Even though our physical eyes cannot visualize it, but it's just in front of us.
因为神无所不在。
For God is everywhere.
所以这个就是恩典。
And this is what it means to have grace.
那下面受压制的得自由。
To set liberty those who are oppressed.
这个会压制人就是魔鬼。
The devil is the one who oppresses people.
要让他得自由。
And to set them at liberty.
魔鬼用很多不同的方式在压制人。
Devil uses many schemes to oppress people.
所以我们在看这个忧郁症，有时候比较严重的忧郁症都会看到魔鬼。
We see that the patients who are suffering from depression, when in severe cases, they usually visualize Satan. Satan will tell them, go commit suicide. We had a sister who hasn't come to church in a long time. And she had severe cases of depression. Then a voice spoke to her that, go commit suicide.
她真的就走到 freeway 那个跨过 freeway 的桥的上面，已经上去了。
And indeed, she went to an overpass on a freeway, and she was already there.
有一个声音叫她跳下去。
A voice in her head said, jump.
那神真的怜悯她了。
But God had mercy on her.
刚好一部那个警察车从那里过。
Just so happened that there was a police cruiser going by.
停下来就把她抓住。
And stopped and held her back.
就把她送到精神病院里面去。
And sent her to a psychiatric ward.
那她在那里面就一直在想。
While she was there, she continued to consider.
我怎么信耶稣会信到忧郁症？
Why is it that I'm a Christian and now I have such a severe depression?
后来她就回想，哇，她这么久时间都没有来教会。
And then she thought back and said, I haven't been to church in such a long time.
所以她就下决心要回来。
So she made up her mind to return.
真的后来她从那个精神病院出来。
And indeed, later on, she was released from the mental ward.
她就回来教会。
And she returned to the church.
她不但得圣灵。
She not only received the Holy Spirit.
我就常常看到她在教会里面聚会的时候，那看到天使在飞。
And while she was in church during service, she can see angels flying about in the chapel.
所以这里说受压制的得自由，受魔鬼压制只有神才有办法解决。
It says to set liberty those who are oppressed by Satan, only God can do this.
在以赛亚书六十一章还有一个叫伤心医好伤心的人。
In Isaiah 61, it mentions another healing of the brokenhearted.
人的心如果破掉，谁能够补呢？
Who can mend a broken heart?
心脏破掉还可以心脏医生再缝吧。
If there is a hole in our physical heart, then we can use operation to seal it.
脑有问题也可以手术啊。
If there is something wrong with our brain, we can have brain surgery.
现在科学真的很发达。
Because the medical advances is truly amazing.
心破掉谁可以医呢？
But a broken hearted, who can repair?
只有让时间过去慢慢淡忘吧。
We can only allow time to heal the wounds.
但是这个很难啊。
But this is very difficult.
那主耶稣怎么医好我们的伤心呢？
How does the Lord Jesus Christ heal our broken heart?
约翰福音里面在讲圣灵叫做保惠师，英文翻作安慰者。
And John, Gospel of John tells us that Holy Spirit is the comforter.
这个保惠师我们看约翰福音十四章
John
14, 16节
verse 16.
约翰十四章十六节。
John 14 verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever.
这个地方讲啊，他要赐给我们一个保惠师哈，有的英文叫做帮助者，有的英文叫安慰者。
Here it says he will send you another helper, or other version says comforter.
哦，叫他永远跟我们同在。
That he may abide with you forever.
哦，所以有时候我们人总是会遇到一些挫折。
At times in our life, we will definitely encounter setbacks.
哦，那有时候真的有苦无处处。
We will experience that we have such distress that we have no one to turn to.
但是很奇妙，你一直祷告，祷告到圣灵充满了，那些委屈啊，那一些啊孤单或者那一些痛苦，全部被拿掉。
But it's quite amazing because if you have the Holy Spirit and you pray in the Spirit, then all that distress and all that sadness, loneliness and frustration, everything will just disappear.
所以一个伤心的人要得到医治哦，最好的方法，最彻底的方法。就是主耶稣。
For a broken-hearted person to mend his heart, the best way is to seek out Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣的安慰最有力量的就是差遣他的灵进到我们里面。
And most powerful strength and comforting strength is by sending the Holy Spirit into you.
这个又是叫活水的江河。
For this is a living wellspring.
被圣灵充满，我们走到哪里都觉得很喜乐。
When you're filled by the Holy Spirit, no matter where you go, you'll be filled with great joy.
有时候事情还没有解决，觉得很喜乐。
Even when the matter is not resolved, you're still very joyful.
为什么不会忧虑？
Why don't you worry anymore?
因为我的父是爱我的。
Because I know that my Heavenly Father loves me.
如果他一切事情都可以做。
If he is capable and nothing is impossible for him,
那我为什么要忧虑？
Then why should I worry?
所以这个神哦，差遣主耶稣来，充充满满有恩典。
And God sent Jesus into this world filled with grace and truth.
我们看哥林多后书。
Turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
第一章十二节
Chapter 1, verse 12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conduct ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
有时候我们读英文，英文的翻译非常好。Simplicity, sincerity. 就是说我们这个信仰真的是很单纯的一件事情。
And here it says that our faith is really actually defined in very simple terms, simplicity and sincerity.
这个 sincerity 就是很实在的。
Sincerity means very down to earth.
不是花言巧语，不是很虚浮的。
Not filled with flowery embellishment.
那到底是在讲什么？
So exactly what is this talking about?
说我们在世界上做人不是靠人的聪明，乃是靠神的恩典。
While we live in this world, we don't rely on fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
所以我们在看那个安息日哦，他第一句话怎么讲
？When we look about the Holy Sabbath, what does it say?
六日要劳碌做工。
That you shall work and labor for 6 days.
所以当我们在提到神的恩典，不等于说人不要做什么。
So when we mention the grace of God, it doesn't preclude people from working.
六日要劳碌做工，这就是人的本分。
Or it's our human duty to work for 6 days.
但是第七天要安息。
But on the 7th day, we are to rest.
但是有时候我们常常会想哦，如果我有烦恼，我能够到六日是不一刀两断？第七天我烦恼就不去烦恼吗？做不到的。
But often we may wonder if I have worries, for 6 days, am I able to just cut it off and put a pause on it on the 7th day? It's impossible.
如果六天有烦恼，常常第七天、第八天烦恼一直下去，除非那个烦恼解决。
If you have worry for 6 days, of course that worry will continue on the 7th and 8th day.
好，那什么叫做不靠人的聪明，只在神的恩惠？
What does it mean not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God?
就是六日劳碌做工，做完我的本分，我就给他交给神了。
It means that we work our human duty for 6 days, and then after that, we just give the rest to God.
我相信神爱我，他会带领照顾我的未来。
We trust that God loves me, and therefore He will take care of my future.
所以第七天我就安息了。
Thus, on the 7th day, I'm at rest.
这是神的爱，这也是要我们有信心。
This is out of God's love, and also we need to have faith to depend on Him.
那如果第七天可以安息，第八天也可以安息。
If we are able to rest on the seventh day, of course we can rest on the eighth day.
因为神的恩典是没有减少的。
Because the grace of God does not diminish.
所以我们活着真好，因为我们有神的恩典。
It's so good to be alive because God's grace is with us.
这是实在的。
This is genuine.
好，我们再回来看啊，约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
啊，约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
啊，第一章的十四节。
John 1 verse 14.
说充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
有时候我们讲说哦，恩典就好了，我得到很多神的恩典呢。
Sometimes we may say it's great to have grace. That's all I need.
我为什么还需要真理？
Why do I need to have truth?
一个最简单的比喻。
And there is a very simple analogy.
如果我们迷路了，
if say we got lost,
要怎么办？
What do we do?
要去问啊。
We have to.
以前没有这个 GPS, 你要去问啊。
Before, when we didn't have the GPS, we had to inquire our whereabout.
那个人就说往前走，第三个红绿灯往右转。
Other people may give you direction, go forward, and the third light, turn right.
如果那个人讲的是实话，
if that person tells you the correct direction,
他知道这条路，他也讲实话。
He knows this path, and he gave you the correct direction.
我们就找到正确的方向。
Then we will be on the right path.
如果那个人不知道路，随便讲，我就找迷路了。
If that person doesn't know what he's talking about, then you're going to get lost.
所以我们再把这个扩大一点。
So now let's expand this analogy.
我活着到底到最后我要去哪里？
As we live in this world, where do we ultimately end up?
这个是一个很实际的问题啊。
This is a very practical question.
我人生最后是要到哪里？
Where is our life's ultimate destination?
那很多，你去看很多的书，哲学的书，他都讲到最后，你发现没有答案了。
And if you go to a lot of philosophy books, eventually they don't have an answer for you.
因为他也不知道去哪里啊。
Because those authors also, it's a mystery to them.
所以没有人能够告诉我们。
And therefore, no one can tell you definitively.
耶稣从天上下来。
Except Jesus who came from the heaven.
他又回到天上，他现在在天上。
Who later returned to heaven and now is still in heaven.
他说，
and he said,
我要再来。
I'm going to come again.
我再来要带你回到天上去。
I'm going to return and bring you back to heaven with me.
在父的家有很多住处。
For in my Father's house there are many dwellings.
你们永远在那里。
And we shall live there forever.
我们就知道，哇，这个就是指路牌。
So we know that this is a direction for a right path.
耶稣的话就是真理。
For the word of Jesus Christ is the truth.
引导我们走向人生正确的方向。
It leads us toward the right path in life.
所以现在人只是关心活得很舒服。
Nowadays, people only care about the creature comforts of life.
不错，大家都活得很舒服。
And it's true, we enjoy our life.
但请问你活着是为什么？
But what exactly is the point of living?
你一生活着到底是目标在哪里？
What is the purpose and goal of our life?
没有人能够答得出来啊。
No one can give you a definitive answer.
所以为什么要真理？
So why is it that we need the truth?
真理就是神的话。
Truth equals the words of God.
当我们在造一个东西，
When we are creating a handiwork,
我们一定有一个想法，我造这个东西要做什么。
We must have some sort of goal in mind that what's the point of this creation?
有时候这个想法先写出来。
And first we will write out the goal.
然后照着我们的想法把它做出来。
And based on our concept, then we will create it.
我们的存在是神造的。
Our existence is out of God's creation.
所以圣经说神是窑匠，我们是泥。
And the Bible compare God as the clay, the potter, and we are the clay.
那神用泥造这个窑匠用泥造我要做什么？
And then God as a potter using clay to make you and I, what's the point?
那个就是我活着的目的。
That is the very purpose of our life.
那到底要做什么？
What exactly should we do?
圣经就讲得很清楚，要荣耀他的名。
The Bible tells us very clearly to glorify God's name.
所以我们才知道，活着的目的就是荣耀他的名。
It's only then we realize that the purpose of our living is to glorify God's name.
能够荣耀神的名，就达到神造我们的目的。
When we can glorify God's name, then we have achieved the purpose of God's creation.
那我们活着叫做有意义。
then we will be living a meaningful life.
那这样的活着叫做有价值。
This type of life will be meaningful.
在神面前有价值。
And we will live a valuable life before God.
因为我已经达到他造我的目的。
Because we have attained the purpose of his creation.
所以如果我们没有真理，
But without truth,
没有人能够告诉我们。
No one can tell us the right answer.
那肉体活着很快乐，但是心灵很痛苦，因为你活着要做什么？
Physically, we may be enjoying all sorts of comfort, but inside our heart, we may be tortured because we don't know what's the point of our living.
所以一个人到达退休，常常会遇到一个危机。
When a person comes to the retirement age, they often encounter this crisis.
如果头脑很简单，我就不想一直活到最后死就完了，那就没有问题。
If that person has a simple mind and he just doesn't think about anything, then he will live until the point he dies.
但是如果开始想，那我这样再活下去，下面要做什么？
But if he is a thinker and he'll continue to think, what eventually is my final destination and what's the point of my life?
除非我们找到信仰，不然呢没有答案。
Unless you find truth in faith, otherwise there is no answer.
所以真理真的很重要。
And therefore, truth is very vital.
当然我们刚刚讲那个是很远的事情，好像是。
But what we had just had talked about, it seems like it's something that's very far away.
那除了那个，对我现实生活又有什么影响呢？
But other than that, how does faith impact my current practical life?
如果我们买一个冰箱，
if we were to buy a refrigerator,
或者一个电脑，
or a computer,
现在要告诉我们这个电脑怎么操作，
and now we need an operation manual,
你要看手册，
you have to look at the manual,
有问题怎么修，看手册啊。
If there is any kind of problems, you have to refer to the manual to fix it.
那我们这个人的存在，
the existence of human beings,
我们是神造的，
for we are created by God.
人是什么？
What are men?
看手册啊。
Just refer to the manual.
手册就是圣经。
The manual is the Bible itself.
婚姻是什么？
What is marriage?
看手册啊。
Refer to the manual.
就是圣经啊。
Which is the Bible.
那婚姻有问题怎么办？
If you have a problem in your marriage, what do you do?
要翻手册来看啊。
Turn to the manual.
看这个婚姻要怎么经营啊？男有男的角色，女有女的角色，这两个怎么配合？圣经讲得很清楚啊。
See how you manage the marriage, what's the role of a man, and what's the role of a woman, how they work together, it's all very well defined in the Bible.
再来家庭怎么幸福？
And how do we achieve peace and harmony in the family?
神造家庭啊，所以手册在圣经啊。
A godly family is defined in God's manual, the Bible.
那人、神、物质的关系是什么？
What's the relationship between God, man, and the physical world? It's all very well defined.
那家庭、神跟工作的关系是什么？
What's the relationship between the family, ourselves, and work?
圣经讲得很清楚啊。
The Bible is also very clear on this.
所以为什么需要真理？
So why do we need the truth?
我们有真理，我们就知道怎么来避免问题的发生。
Once we have the truth, we have ways to avert the problems from developing in the first place.
更正面的，有真理，我们就可以把圣经里面给我们的福分活到最大的限度。
And even more proactively, with the truth, we are able to live out to the maximum potential of the grace that God gives us.
把人的价值活出来。
And we are able to live out the value of men.
把婚姻的美满活出来。
And to live out the beautiful harmony in the marriage.
把幸福的家庭活出来。
And to live out a loving family.
就是在圣经里面。
All these are well laid out in the Bible.
所以圣经真的是宝贝啊。
Bible truly is a precious treasure.
这是真理啊。
For it is truth.
安定在天，直到永远。
It is fixed in heaven until forevermore.
世界上啊，没有一件是新事。
Under the sun, there is nothing new.
过去发生，一直在发生。
What had happened in the past will continue to happen in the future.
人的问题也是一样。
Human problems is the same.
但是当我们明白了道理，
But once we understand the truth,
那我们就可以一直来往正面的方向发展。
Then we can continue to walk toward the positive direction.
就可以避免负面的发生。
And we can avert the negative consequences from happening.
也就是说，可以走在问题的前面。
Which means that we can walk before problem ever happens.
有时候我们是用尝试错误的方法一直在往前迈进。
At times we walk toward a trial and error method.
我也不晓得对不对，反正乱种乱冲，错了再改吧。
I don't know if it is the right path. I'm just going to do trial and error.
但是有时候挫得很痛苦啊。
Sometimes you make such severe mistakes, it's a great pain.
有时候那个后果啊，拉很长啊。
And the consequences may be very long lasting.
那有圣经的道理。
But once you have the truth in the Bible,
我们走在上面。
We will be walking above all the problems.
就可以走在问题的前面。
And we will be advancing before the problem ever occurs.
就可以避免错误的发生。
And we can prevent mistakes from ever happening.
所以真理真的是很重要。
And truly, the truth is very important to us.
不认识真理等于盲目。
If we don't know about the truth, then we are as good as blind.
好，我们看彼得后书。
Second Peter.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever.
这里说要主耶稣的恩典跟知识上有长进。
Here it says that we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Savior.
什么叫有长进？
What does it mean to grow?
用新的恩典来取代旧的恩典。
To replace old grace with new grace.
用新的知识来取代旧的知识。
To replace old knowledge with new knowledge.
这个叫做有长进。
This means growing.
这是我们需要努力的。
This is something we have to strive after.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
457首。
457。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
We're going to conclude with a prayer.
我们今天晚上有两位朋友来参加我们聚会。
Tonight we welcome two friends who have joined us.
他要求我们帮他们代祷。
And they requested a special prayer for them.
求主耶稣的恩典与真理充满他们的心。
We ask that the grace and the truth of God fill them abundantly.
今天是我们2016年差不多是最后一天。
And today is about the last day in year 2016.
明天了哈。那我们在祷告中，我们来回想，向神感谢。
In our prayer, let's reflect and give thanks to God.
看过我们保守一直到今天。
For His guidance and protection until today.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。